I'm here this morning with Rosa Butts, and I've come to know her from the Coos Valley Medical Center. First of all, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just got to let you know, you have an infectious smile.
Thank you.
And when you come into this building, you just make all those guys look so much better. I'm here to tell you. We're so glad to have you here. Tell us a little bit about Rosa and your family.
Yes, David. Thank you for having me. I'm Rosa, the director of the Coos Valley Medical Center Foundation. My husband is from here. His name is Brent Butts. He also works at Coos Valley Medical Center, and we have a little boy, Liam, who he's about to be one this year. It's crazy.
I love that name. And one. I have a granddaughter that's two, so I understand. I'm so proud for you all.
Thank you. Goes by fast.
Yeah. So tell us what you do.
Yes. So at the foundation, we do the outreach and the fundraising for the hospital. So a lot of giving back to our community, but it's also how we ask our community to support the foundation or support the hospital through the foundation.
Wow. And of course, you've been doing this a while now.
Right.
You're not from here. You're from down South Florida.
That's right. I'm from South Florida, and I've been in this role now for 3 years.
But the greatest thing, I guess, other than the fact that both of you work at the Coos Valley Medical Center, is the fact that both of you are Auburn Tigers.
That's right. War Eagle.
Absolutely. And of course, a lot of people don't know this, Rosa, but Auburn, you can't hear them on the radio anywhere around here anymore until last year. They're on Kix 100.3, and we love it. But I just want to thank the Coos Valley Medical Center as well. They also sponsor the morning show here and do a lot with us. A lot of people don't know this, but Lee Perriman, our owner, his dad was the director of the Coos Valley, well, back then, you know, Sylacauga Hospital. He has a soft spot in his heart for our hospital. And we've got something that I want you to talk about that's coming up. Tell everybody just a little bit, and we're going to get to it here in just a minute, about what we're going to do.
Yes. So the Alabama legislature has recently signed into law the Alabama Rural Hospital Investment Program. And it was a way for them to address what is going on with rural hospitals across the state. And so they want people to support rural hospitals, and they put this law into practice. And so starting in January of 2026, this law allows Alabama taxpayers to direct their state tax dollars, which means you're going to be paying state tax regardless. That's something that you have to do when you get your taxes done. So you're going to be paying the state income tax. But now this law allows you to direct that funding to your local rural hospital, which is great. So it's no extra cost to you. It's a tax you're going to pay regardless. It's just you can send it to Coosa Valley Medical Center now.
And I was so glad to hear this. You made this announcement last week at one of our chamber coffees. But here's the thing with me. I looked at something on the news about a week ago that showed a map of rural hospitals in the state of Alabama. There are fewer and far between now. They're starting to go away.
That's absolutely right. It's such a problem that's happening right now across the state, which is really why the legislator put this law into practice. We want to make sure to keep healthcare close to home for our small communities where people may not be able to travel an hour, 35 minutes to get common healthcare. And that's why we're so thankful for the support that we receive in the community, but we also need more support to continue to provide these services.
Well, our hospital not only provides the services for people, it doesn't matter whether it's an emergency, whether you need a surgery, or whether you just are ill. My thing, though, also is the Coos Valley Medical Center employs a ton of people in our county.
That's right. We're the largest employer within city limits, and we're so glad to be that. We love being able to have that under our belt, but also the support that we offer to our community, whether that's through sponsorships that we provide for your child's baseball team, softball team, being sponsors for local events through the chamber or even Radio Alabama. So many things that we're a part of, and we want to continue to be able to provide that for our community, but we do need the support from our community to be able to do that.
I tell you one part that Lee really likes about the Coos Valley Medical Center, and I get to go with him sometimes, is the Hickory Street Cafe.
It's just
a part of what the Coos Valley Medical Center offers. They cater, but the food there, we go there for lunch a lot. But I've also told you off air about my experiences in the ER, stay in the hospital and everything. The care that I've gotten just for me and my family has been extraordinary.
Yes. And David, like you said, I'm not from here. I'm from South Florida. And so when you think of a hospital, you really just think of a place that you go to when you're sick or you need to have some healthcare services. But when I came here to Coosa Valley Medical Center, I heard so many different things about the catering, about what they do for the community. And I really was shocked by it because it was so different than what I know from South Florida. So we are such a huge impact to our community. We have such a huge impact to our community.
And I tell everybody all the time, I'm enamored at what goes on the ground floor there. You have a couple of greats that you can go get a coffee from. Of course, the Hickory Street Cafe. You have the Coosa Valley Apothecary, where if you're visiting somebody in the hospital, Rosa, you don't even have to leave to go get something medicine-wise. It's right there.
That's
you
right.
Transfer things in and out of there. Coosa Valley MRI, very important to our community. That staff over there, I've been through there, it's just wonderful what they do. There's so many things. We now have a gift shop, but yes. I even talk about the people who help us get to where we need to in the hospital. Those, I call them the candy stripers, and they're volunteers. Mm-hmm. They don't get anything for what they do. Our hospital is on sound ground.
Thank you. Well, yes, to your point with the auxilians as well, they are such a huge asset to the foundation. So like you said, they give their time and they love what they do. They love their community and they love showing up for work, as they call it. Really, it's volunteer services, but they show up for work every single week and they do it with a smiling face. And, you know, they're going to be the first face you see when you walk in. And they're just such a huge asset to us and the service we provide.
Well, I got to thank you for coming in here today. I appreciate it. And listen, we're going to hear more. We're going to get you back on when we get time for all of these things to go into place with the rural hospital, and want to get you back in here and tell everybody what they need to do to do this and make sure that their tax dollars go for the rural hospital.
Yes, we'd love to help you guys be able to allocate that funding to us starting in January of 2026. But for right now, if you have more information, please feel free to reach out to the foundation. You can call the hospital mainline or call the foundation's number.
Thank you for coming in here.
Thank you for
having me. Always welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And War Eagle.